The role of discipline in personal growth. Personal growth is a journey that requires more than just good intentions and motivational quotes. At its core lies a fundamental principle that separates those who achieve their goals from those who remain stuck in cycles of unfulfilled potential: discipline. This powerful force acts as the bridge between where you are now and where you want to be, transforming abstract dreams into concrete reality through consistent, purposeful action. Discipline in personal growth extends far beyond simple willpower or forcing yourself to do things you don't want to do. It represents a strategic approach to self-development that involves making conscious choices aligned with your long-term objectives, even when immediate gratification beckons. Research consistently shows that discipline serves as the cornerstone of success across all areas of life, from career advancement to relationships, health, and financial stability. The psychology behind disciplined behavior. To harness discipline effectively, we must first understand the psychological mechanisms that drive it. The human brain is naturally wired for immediate gratification, a survival mechanism that served our ancestors well but often conflicts with modern goals requiring delayed rewards. Discipline essentially rewires these neural pathways, creating new associations between present actions and future outcomes. Neuroplasticity research reveals that consistent disciplined behaviors literally reshape the brain, strengthening the prefrontal cortex responsible for executive decision-making while weakening impulsive response patterns. This biological transformation explains why discipline becomes easier over time. Each act of self-control builds neural infrastructure that supports future disciplined choices. The dopamine system also plays a crucial role in sustaining disciplined behavior. While immediate pleasures provide instant dopamine hits, disciplined individuals learn to derive satisfaction from the process itself, not just the end result. This shift transforms discipline from a burden into a source of intrinsic motivation, creating a positive feedback loop that accelerates personal growth. Building unshakable habits through disciplined practice. Discipline and habit formation are inextricably linked, with each reinforcing the other in an upward spiral of improvement. The key lies in understanding that discipline is not about maintaining constant vigilance over every decision that would be exhausting and unsustainable. Instead, it involves using initial disciplined effort to establish beneficial habits that eventually become automatic. The habit formation process follows a predictable pattern: cue, routine, and reward. Disciplined individuals excel at designing this loop intentionally, creating environmental cues that trigger desired behaviors, establishing consistent routines, and engineering meaningful rewards that reinforce positive actions. For example, someone committed to fitness might lay out workout clothes the night before, cue, follow a specific exercise routine, and track progress in a journal, reward. The transformation from conscious discipline to unconscious habit typically takes between 21 to 254 days, depending on the complexity of the behavior. During this critical period, discipline serves as the scaffolding that supports emerging habits until they become self-sustaining. Once established, these habits free up mental energy for tackling new challenges and pursuing higher levels of growth. Practical strategies for developing personal discipline. Developing discipline is itself a skill that can be learned and strengthened through deliberate practice. The most effective approach involves starting small and gradually increasing demands on your self-control systems. This progressive overload principle, borrowed from physical training, applies equally well to mental and emotional conditioning. One powerful strategy is the 2-minute rule, which involves breaking down desired behaviors into actions that take no more than 2 minutes to complete. Want to read more? Start with reading one page per day. Interested in meditation? Begin with 2 minutes of focused breathing. These micro-commitments build confidence and momentum while establishing the neural pathways necessary for larger changes. Environmental design represents another crucial element of disciplined living. Rather than relying solely on willpower, successful individuals engineer their surroundings to support desired behaviors while making undesired actions more difficult. This might involve removing junk food from the house, placing books in visible locations, or using apps that block distracting websites during work hours. The practice of temptation bundling offers yet another effective approach. This technique involves pairing activities you need to do with activities you want to do, creating positive associations that make discipline feel less like sacrifice. For instance, you might only listen to favorite podcasts while exercising or enjoy a special coffee blend only while working on important projects. Overcoming common obstacles to disciplined growth. Even with solid strategies in place, most people encounter predictable obstacles on their discipline journey. Recognizing and preparing for these challenges significantly increases your chances of long-term success. The most common pitfall is perfectionism, the all-or-nothing mindset that views any deviation from the plan as complete failure. This binary thinking leads to what researchers call the "what the hell" effect, where a minor slip triggers a complete abandonment of disciplined behavior. Community discussions reveal that successful individuals treat setbacks as data points rather than verdicts, using them to refine their approach rather than as evidence of personal inadequacy. Another significant obstacle is the discipline depletion phenomenon, where excessive demands on self-control lead to decision fatigue and reduced willpower. The solution involves strategic energy management, tackling the most important or challenging tasks when mental resources are at their peak, typically earlier in the day for most people. Social resistance can also undermine disciplined efforts. Family, friends, or colleagues may consciously or unconsciously sabotage your growth initiatives, feeling threatened by your positive changes or uncomfortable with shifts in relationship dynamics. Addressing this requires clear communication about your goals, boundary setting, and sometimes finding new social circles that support your aspirations. The compound effect: how small disciplines create massive results. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of discipline lies in its compound nature. Like financial investments, small, consistent actions accumulate over time to produce results far greater than the sum of their parts. This compound effect explains why some individuals seem to achieve overnight success after years of invisible disciplined effort. Consider the difference between someone who reads 10 pages per day versus someone who reads sporadically. The disciplined reader completes roughly 15 books per year, accumulating vast knowledge and perspectives over time. Meanwhile, the sporadic reader might finish only one or two books annually, creating a growing gap in understanding and opportunity. This compounding principle applies across all areas of personal growth. Daily exercise creates cumulative fitness gains that improve energy, confidence, and health. Regular skill practice builds expertise that opens career opportunities. Consistent relationship investments strengthen bonds that provide support during challenges. Each disciplined action plants seeds that mature into future advantages. Discipline in different life domains. While discipline operates on universal principles, its application varies across different life areas. Financial discipline involves consistently spending less than you earn, investing wisely, and avoiding impulsive purchases. This might mean tracking expenses, automating savings, and regularly reviewing financial goals. Physical discipline encompasses not just exercise but also nutrition, sleep, and stress management. The disciplined approach involves creating sustainable systems rather than relying on motivation meal prepping on weekends, maintaining consistent sleep schedules, and building movement into daily routines. Emotional discipline refers to the ability to choose responses rather than react impulsively to challenging situations. This involves developing self-awareness, practicing emotional regulation techniques, and maintaining perspective during difficult times. Research consistently demonstrates that emotional discipline strongly predicts success in relationships, career advancement, and overall life satisfaction. Intellectual discipline involves committing to continuous learning and critical thinking. This means regularly challenging your assumptions, seeking diverse perspectives, and investing time in skill development even when immediate returns aren't apparent. The role of systems thinking in sustained discipline. Sustainable discipline requires moving beyond individual acts of willpower toward comprehensive systems thinking. This approach involves designing integrated frameworks that support consistent behavior across multiple life areas. Rather than treating each goal in isolation, systems thinkers identify connections and leverage points that create positive cascades throughout their lives. For example, a morning routine might combine physical exercise, meditation, journaling, and goal review into a single system that addresses fitness, mental health, self-reflection, and strategic planning simultaneously. This integration makes the routine more efficient while creating multiple reinforcement loops that strengthen overall discipline. Effective systems also include feedback mechanisms that provide regular information about progress and areas needing adjustment. This might involve weekly reviews, tracking key metrics, or working with accountability partners who provide external perspective and support. Advanced strategies for discipline mastery. As discipline becomes more natural, advanced practitioners can employ sophisticated strategies that accelerate growth and increase resilience. One such approach is pre-commitment, where you make future choices in advance during moments of clarity and strong motivation. This might involve scheduling workouts for the entire month, prepaying for educational courses, or publicly committing to specific goals. Another advanced strategy is implementation intentions, which involves creating if-then plans that automatically trigger appropriate responses to predictable situations. For instance, if I feel the urge to check social media during work hours, then I will take 3 deep breaths and return to my priority task. These pre-planned responses bypass the need for in-the-moment decision-making. Academic research on discipline development emphasizes the importance of identity-based approaches, where individuals focus on becoming the type of person who naturally engages in desired behaviors rather than simply trying to achieve specific outcomes. This shift from outcome-based to identity-based thinking creates more sustainable motivation and reduces internal resistance. Measuring progress and maintaining momentum. Effective discipline requires robust measurement systems that track progress while maintaining motivation during inevitable plateaus. The key lies in identifying both leading indicators, behaviors you can control, and lagging indicators, results that follow from consistent behavior. This dual tracking approach provides immediate feedback while maintaining focus on long-term outcomes. Leading indicators might include daily habits completed, time spent on priority activities, or consistency streaks maintained. Lagging indicators could involve skill assessments, health metrics, financial milestones, or relationship quality measures. Regular review of both types creates a comprehensive picture of progress that sustains motivation through difficult periods. Celebrating small wins plays a crucial role in maintaining disciplined behavior over extended periods. The brain's reward systems respond more strongly to frequent small celebrations than infrequent large ones, making regular acknowledgement of progress a powerful tool for sustained motivation. Conclusion. Discipline represents far more than mere self-control. It serves as the fundamental skill that unlocks human potential across all areas of life. Through disciplined practice, we transcend genetic predispositions, environmental limitations, and past experiences to create the future we envision. The journey requires patience, strategic thinking, and persistent effort, but the rewards compound over time to create transformations that seemed impossible at the beginning. The path of disciplined personal growth is not always easy, but it is always worthwhile. Each moment you choose long-term benefit over short-term comfort, you strengthen the neural pathways that support future growth. Each habit you establish through disciplined effort frees mental resources for tackling greater challenges. Each system you design and implement multiplies your effectiveness across multiple life domains. Remember that discipline is not about perfection, it's about consistency, resilience, and continuous improvement. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. The compound effect of disciplined action will handle the rest, creating a life that reflects your highest values and deepest aspirations. In the end, discipline doesn't limit freedom, it creates it, providing the foundation upon which meaningful, fulfilling lives are built.